finally puts the spotlight on the band. Monday, you heard Johnny Law. Tuesday, brought you Sammy Kaye. Wednesday, Matty Malnick played. And Thursday, featured Jeff Fields' band. Last night, dance with Jimmy Dorsey. And tonight...
Tonight, the spotlight swings into New York Harbor, salutes the Statue of Liberty, shimmers up Broadway, and finally our glory beacon finds and holds in its golden beam the band that made the best-selling record in the land, as tabulated by our latest nationwide survey of retail record sales figures. Reports have been pouring in by telephone, by telegraph, by airmail, and by their total, we can tell you that here's the theme of the band with the best-selling record in the land. So, folks, you just can't go wrong when you hear that theme song. Everybody knows that for tonight's Spotlight Champion, the band that's sitting way up on top of the music world is your Moonlight Serenader, Glenn Miller.
Thank you. Hello, everybody. First, let's get one very important bit of business out of the way. And that's to tell you that we're mighty grateful for that all-out reception you gave the record that brought us here tonight. We'll play that recorder and arrangement a little later in the show, but there's a lot to be done first.
And for the first of the lot, just by way of showing you folks that Miller means business, here's a program warmer upper, getting you in the mood with In the Mood.
Thank you.
tonight salutes a champion. From the 48 states, retail record sales figures have been gathered in our latest Spotlight survey. And the totals of the tabulation have tabbed Glenn Miller, tonight's Spotlight champion of champions. So to the man who made the best band-selling record in the land goes the Coca-Cola trophy, a facsimile of the platter itself, fashioned in silver and suitably inscribed. It's the Spotlight silver platter, and Glenn Miller, it's all yours.
Thank you very much, Al. And, folks, the credit's all yours, because we can make a lot of records, but if you folks don't want to buy them, they don't mean a thing. Now that we got one silver platter, we want to tell you we're in the market for another one. We rest our case on the recorded arrangement we're going to play for you now. Ray and the Modern Airs with some fancy harmony on Elmer's tune.
Makes a fella start thinking of falling in love.
It's not the season, the reason is plain as the moon.
It's just Elmer's tune.
What makes a lady of 80 go out on the loose? Why does the gander meander in search of a goose?
What puts the kick in a chicken? The magic in June. It's just
the baker, the man on the street,
the city charmer, the farmer, the man in the moon. I'll sing Elmer's
golden beam beams with pride as the points for worthy young man of the moment, the football hero of the day. And today the nation's football stadiums were really packed with people, and the moments were packed with thrills. At some of the stadiums, snow fell like salt from a giant shaker, the flavor of the crisp early winter air. At others, the sun shone. Ah, but at Nashville, Tennessee, the heavens wept for Alabama. As on a rain-soaked quagmire of a playing field, once beaten Vanderbilt enhanced its bid for a postseason bowl game, as the Vanderbilt backfield battering ram, Jack Jenkins, pulled his mud-packed teammates out of a scoreless tie in the third quarter when he scooped a slippery forward pass tight to his pounding heart and drove himself 13 yards and over the goal line to score six game-winning points.
And it was Jenkins, too, who kicked the point after touchdown to give his team and his school a 7-0 victory and the credit for having scored the biggest upset of the day. And so to Jack Jenkins of Vanderbilt, the spotlight sends a salute as Glenn Miller's captive canary, lovely Marion Hutton, places a musical kiss on his battered brow. Oh, there, Jack, we do hope you succeeded in digging enough of that Dudley Field mud out of your ears to hear sing you the Kiss Polka.
Steal a kiss to this polka. She'll be shy when first you die. Then by and by, she'll say, yeah, by your funny evening.
You should always dance the kiss polka when there is a lovely moon above.
It's a dance that you'll be wild about.
Kiss, 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 till you're all kissed out.
It's so much fun.
How do she go? The kiss polka. Down in Mexico, there's no polka. She's so shy when first I try. Then by and by, she say,
chico, no me beso porque mi papá me pega.
You should do the polka, do the kiss polka, when there's a lovely moon above.
It's a dance that you'll be wild about.
You want to kiss till you're all kissed out, it's so much fun.
Tonight, and listening to the music of tonight's Spotlight Band, people all over the country smiled in friendly recognition and said, that's Glenn Miller. You just can't help recognizing the real thing. Now, when it comes to refreshment, there's a real thing, too. And as everybody knows, it's Coca-Cola. Ice-cold Coca-Cola with its tingling, delicious taste and its wholesome after-sense of complete refreshment. So genuinely good that when it comes to refreshment, nothing takes the place of ice-cold Coca-Cola. When Glenn Miller makes music, he plays favorites. And here come three favorites from Mr. M's recorded history. A spotlight medley comprised of To You, Ray Everly singing Indian Summer, and Sunrise Serenade. And from the way you've listened to these songs in the past, we know you'll enjoy them tonight.
Tear that comes after Juneside's last night. You see so many dreams that don't come true. Dreams with passion when summer time was. You are Some heart that was broken by a word that somebody left unspoken. You're the ghost of a romance in June, going astray, fading too soon. That's why I say farewell to you, Indian summer.
That was beautiful. Many's the romance those tunes have set to music. But here, here, the time is drawing near when you'll play that same arrangement that appears on the record that you made, tonight's band champion of champions.
Right, Al, it's coming up soon. In the meantime, here's a tune we played on our own program. And after each performance, the mailman's come right back at us with a nice bundle of letters. Suppose you tell the folks what it is while we warm up and get ready for the takeoff.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's a real Miller killer. It's a smart salute in the direction of our Army Air Corps. Glenn warned us the trip might be a bit bumpy, so fasten your safety belts and get set for Keep 'em Flying. We'll be right back. Mr. Miller, that was really a thriller, topped off by a very neat landing. Now, there's just one more stop before we hear the great tune that you wrote into the records, making you tonight's Spotlight Recording Band champion of champions. So if your boys are ready, we're ready to have them take to the air again.
Well, folks, here's a tune we recorded a while back. We think it'll rate a few spins on your phonograph. This is what we call a right combination. Lee Everly blends his voice with a swell melody, and it all adds up to I'm Thrilled.
And knowing you're there, half a smile, as if in a dream divine. Oh, but I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled by things that you do, the way that you echo my name, as though with a heart of flame. Oh, but I'm thrilled. It's like the magic of springtime when you enter a room. A symphony seems to play swing time, and a million roses burst into bloom. I'm thrilled just holding your hand or standing beside you a while. You look in my eyes and smile. Oh, but
this is it, the spot where the spotlight brightens its beam to beam on the band that made the best-selling record in the land, according to the total tabulation of our latest nationwide survey of retail record sales figures. Here, the spotlight shines on the grand young leader of one of America's greatest bands. Shines, too, on the happy faces of 22 top-flight musicians and singing stars. And finally sparkles as it shimmers to a standstill on the song that was on the record. We pay tribute to Glenn Miller, his boys, and to Chattanooga Choo Choo. Here's Championship Music by tonight's Spotlight Champion of Champions. All aboard for the Glenn Miller record version of Chattanooga Choo Choo.
Just a travel to spare.
You leave
magazine, and then you're in Baltimore.
Dinner in the diner, nothing could be finer
than to have your ham and eggs in Carolina.
When you hear the whistle blowing ace to the bar, then you'll know that Tennessee is not very far.
Jumble all the cool ends, gotta keep it rolling.
Ooh, that, there you are.
There's gonna be a certain party at the station.
Jackson Lane.
I used to call Funny Face. He's gonna cry until I tell her that I'll never roll.
Oh, Chattanooga, choo-choo.
Won't you choo-choo me home?
Chattanooga, Chattanooga.
Get aboard. All aboard.
Chattanooga, choo-choo.
Won't you choo-choo me home?
Chattanooga, choo-choo.
Oh, Glenn Miller, that was grand.
Thank you, Al. And now we want to say thanks again to all the folks and to the Coca-Cola Company. We got a special spot all set aside for our silver platter. And there's just one more thing we'd just like to remind everybody everywhere that they can help double-cross a lot of the trouble in the world by contributing to the single cross that spells happiness for our less fortunate neighbors. All you need is a heart and a dollar. Join the American Red Cross, folks. And you'll never be sorry.
While we're still swapping so longs with Glenn Miller, I'd like to send you a short note reminding you that next week the spotlight shines on Bob Chester, Gene Krupa, Raymond Scott, Glenn Gray, and Frankie Massey. And again next Saturday, a full half hour starring the band elected champion of champions by our latest weekly survey of retail record sales figures. Tomorrow, on a different network, the Coca-Cola Company presents Andre Castellanos and his orchestra, Albert Spaulding, the eminent American violinist, and Helen Trouble, dramatic soprano of the Metropolitan Opera Company. For time and details, consult your local newspaper. And whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola. For Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes. And ice cold Coca-Cola is everywhere. Our thanks to the makers of Chesterfield cigarettes. It was nice of them to give Glenn Miller a chance to come over from his regular three-a-week moonlight serenade. This is Al Helfer speaking for the Coca-Cola Company. Meet you here Monday night, folks. Same time, same station.